Welcome back to this week's episode of Legislative Bulletin Live, where we cover updates on what's going on at the Virginia General Assembly. I'm your host, Heather Derflinger, and the theme of this week's episode is crossover and budget season. Last Tuesday, February 7th, was crossover, the midpoint of session where both the House and Senate must finish acting on the bills that originated from their chamber before they cross over and be heard in the opposite chamber. There is now less than 2 weeks remaining in the General Assembly session. Post-crossover, both chambers now have the opportunity to strike down or amend any bills that they disagree with. Many of the particularly partisan or controversial bills have already met their demise on the chopping block in the last week. This past week, both the House and Senate finalized their amendments to the 2022 through 2024 biennial budget, with the Commonwealth still benefiting from a revenue surplus. Legislators are still in debate on the most effectual allocation of the funds. The budget amendments produced by the Republican-controlled House and the amendments recommended by the Democratic-led Senate differ greatly on tax cuts and spending for public safety and education. The differences between the two sets of budget amendments will need to be resolved in a conference committee in the coming weeks. In the conference committee, five or six legislators from the House and the Senate will be appointed to meet mostly in private and resolve the differences. Once that small group of conferees reaches an agreement, the final spending plan will be presented to both chambers and no further amendments can be made by legislators. After the take-it-or-leave-it vote, the budget heads to Governor Youngkin, who can offer amendments to be considered at the General Assembly's reconvened session scheduled for April 12th. In order to get things done during Virginia's notoriously fast-paced legislative session, swift compromises and negotiations are key. Due in part to the looming elections, passionate speeches and heated debates on controversial topics have grabbed headlines and drowned out much of the real progress taking place. Divided government makes it unlikely that many of those contentious ideas will come to fruition. Legislation isn't static. Proposed bills can sometimes shift dramatically from when they are introduced to when they are passed. House Bill 2063 and Senate Bill 1144 add clarity to the ability for banks to turn over financial records to a guardian ad litem. Initially, the bills included a strict five-day turnaround for the bank and subsequent penalties and fees if a bank failed to deliver the records in time. While the VBA initially opposed this legislation and the proponents rejected our alternatives, several discussions with the bill patrons and other involved stakeholders produced a version that completely removes both the timeline and penalty language from the bill. Having addressed our concerns, we were able to change our position to be supportive. The Virginia Bankers Association is continuing to track a variety of issues for the 2023 session. We'll keep you updated on what's happening at the General Assembly until their adjournment scheduled for Saturday, February 25th. So meet us back here in 2 weeks where we will cover how the end of the 2023 General Assembly session plays out. See you next time.